Vaccination rates are going down across the nation. According to a new study from the University of Washington, nearly 90% of doctors say they've encountered parents who've completely opted out of vaccines. But King County is bucking that trend as kids head back to school. The number of students who got all their recommended vaccines actually increased last year. And the portion of kids who didn't get vaccinated because of personal beliefs is holding steady at around 3%. Dr. Jeff Duchin is King County's health officer. He told me the county is doing well as a whole, but the lack of herd immunity in some pockets could put kids at risk.
Herd immunity, or population level immunity, is basically the number of people in the community who are protected or immune from a disease so that it cannot spread easily from person to person when it is introduced into that community. So, for example, with measles, we saw a large outbreak in 2015 that originated in California at Disneyland. And in communities or populations where there were unimmunized children, the disease is able to spread more rapidly. And that's what we see very characteristically with measles, because it spreads so easily through the airborne route. The number of people who need to be vaccinated or immune to prevent that spread is different for different diseases. And for measles, which is really the current most serious one that we're talking about in the context of childhood immunization, we need to have a high level of herd immunity. So 95% of kids really need to be vaccinated to prevent that from spreading effectively. You know, we have on the average about 92% of our kindergartners are vaccinated against measles with both vaccines, the two recommended vaccines. We have good general population level herd immunity against measles, but that 92% is comprised of communities where we have very high levels, 98, 99, 100, and then some that have lower in the 80s, and even maybe in some schools less than that. So there are pockets of susceptibility where that herd immunity is not as high as it needs to be to prevent the spread in the community.
So like we saw at Disney, if, let's say, the measles were to come out here in King County, do you think we would see it spread like it did at Disney?
If it was introduced into a pocket or a community or a social network where many children were unvaccinated, it would spread. If it was introduced into a highly immunized population, a school where many of the kids or the vast majority of kids are immunized, it would be very unlikely to spread. So the point of vaccination is to build a wall, community immunity, so that even if someone comes in, and they invariably will, if not locally from other countries where these diseases are happening, if that disease is introduced, we have a wall of protected community members that will not allow that that germ to spread from person to person.
What do you think it would take to get all eligible kids vaccinated in King County?
Well, you know, it's a complex problem. Not all vaccine-hesitant parents are the same. They have different concerns. I think one of the key things that it will take is that parents need to have a good relationship with their healthcare provider, because that relationship and that counseling by the healthcare provider and education from the healthcare provider and hearing the parents' concerns and talking to them and giving them good quality information about the safety and effectiveness of vaccines is really the most important step to get more kids vaccinated.
That was Jeff Duchin. He's health officer for Seattle King County Public Health.